Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bobby, I think Tulane just scored another touchdown.
They're on a roll. They can't be stopped.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz joining
us
now.
Well, Christian and Coach Fritz, as much as Tulane's running with success, that's what the Saints need to do. Run the ball. How about run the ball until they stop you? I like that formula.
Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you all for having me. Appreciate it.
Congratulations on a big win over Southern Miss, and I'm sure you guys like that.
Yeah, that was a big one for us. We, very disappointed the week before. It didn't start great, but, we really picked it up offensively, rushed for over 400 yards, which is hard to do.
Yes.
And we threw, did a good job throwing the ball and mixing it up a little bit, but really settled down and played great defense, particularly in the second half. So it was a great team win. We played excellent in the kicking game. We do a little stat called, hidden yardage. And it's where our offense starts with the football every drive and where our defense has to start to defend. And, we had 315 yards of advantage in that area, which is a bunch. You get an opportunity to go short fields offensively and make them go long fields. So all three phases played well.
Now, Coach Fritz, you watch practice, you evaluate the players and all. But I've been around players like this, and it's all of a sudden maybe don't look the same as they do in a game or they do in practice. And give me a gamer anytime. I can remember Andre Rison, Bad Moon Rison. Come on, it was like pulling teeth to get him to really excel in practice. Come game time, he was unbelievable. So I'm looking at Michael Pratt. I'd have to say he's a gamer. Look, struggling starter, Keon Howard. And it is what it is. But then you put in Pratt, he kind of gave you that little spark, and he made plays when it counts in actual game.
Yeah, he really did. It's the tough thing about quarterbacks. The NFL normally didn't have it this year, but normally has the benefit of preseason games. You're able to get some live action, and it's hard to go live with the quarterbacks. I can put a right guard at left tackle, or a strong safety at corner, or whatever the case may be. You can move guys around, but you just can't really move that position around. So we did not go any live. Did a lot of everything, but the quarterback being live. And, and you're right, he came in and he really handled everything well. He was very poised. The moment wasn't too big for him, his first Division I football action. And, we put him in the third series and looked smooth. We decided to go with him, and he really established himself as a guy that you think can be a great quarterback for us here at Tulane.
Now, Coach Fritz, I don't know, look at your background and all the people you've been associated with. I mean, it's unbelievable the depth you have at running back. I mean, I don't know, you describe it, they had the four horsemen in Notre Dame. I don't know, the four-headed backfield of Tulane. I think it's one of the best in college football. We're talking about rushing for the second highest and your five-year tenure, 430 yards. Boy, but that's a good problem to have when you have all these stud running backs, not one, not two, not three, but four, and you want to give them all opportunity.
Yeah, you want to get them all opportunities and give them a chance. And it's fortunate, especially when you get up like that and you're wanting to run the clock a little bit. But, I got to give a lot of credit to our offensive line. I mean, just there's there's a few times the holes are so big it surprised our backs, and they weren't, you know, they weren't sure exactly. You ever see when it's a real obvious?
You could drive a Mack truck through it.
Yeah, and they just kind of stutter their feet a little while because all they need to do is run through the hole. So the offensive line, Joey Claver, Corey Dublin, and Sincere Hainsworth, and Josh Remetich from over at Holy Cross. Corey's a Jesuit kid, and then you know, our right tackle. Trey Tuggle, who, you know, our right side of our line are both true freshmen. And, you know, so those guys have really did a good job opening up holes. I thought our tight ends did a great job. And then we really blocked well downfield with the wide receivers. You know, it turns the 5 or 10 yard run into a, you know, a 20, 30, 40 yard run. And so it was a great team effort. You know, the backs would be the first one to tell you that.
Now, Coach Fritz, when you look at it, you got all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. You mentioned special teams, but going forward, I know you're stressing that you can't get off to a slow defensive start. That has to stop. And when you consider the experience and talent that you have up front, that I know you've probably addressed that, and we got to come out the gate smoking, especially defensively, and considering one of maybe your strengths up front on the defensive line.
Yeah, you know, we missed a couple key tackles early in the ball game. One on an 88-yard, you know, touchdown catch by them. But really, the guy ran about, I don't know, 65, 70 yards after the catch and had him hemmed in, but didn't finish it. Our defensive line really played well, especially in the second half. We got some talented guys up there, Cam Sample and Patrick Johnson. I think is. Got a chance to continue to keep playing after they get done here at Tulane. They can pin their ears back and rush the quarterback. And I think we had 5 sacks just in the second half and a bunch of hits on the quarterback as well. And, you know, when you do that, you throw them off rhythm and, you know, it makes it long yardage type situations and the defensive line can even tee off more. But you're right, we've got to start a lot better than what we did last Saturday.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz here on Sports Talk. Coach, you guys are entering pretty much the meat and potatoes of your schedule this week on the road against Houston and then back home for SMU, and then you go to UCF. So next 3 weeks are going to be a good test for you guys.
Yeah, it really will. We've got a bye this weekend. We've been going since June 15th. I got the guys in here, and we've been working out. The NCAA kind of loosened our rules up a little bit, and I've gone every single weekend since June 15th, other than July 4th weekend. And heck, I held my breath that weekend with everything going on with COVID and all that stuff. So it's good to, you know, I'm giving the guys a couple days off here. We took today off. We're going to take tomorrow off and jump back into it Thursday. We play a week from Thursday on ESPN against Houston. Houston has had, I believe, 5 games canceled so far. Whoa. You know, they have not played a game yet. And then the 2 weeks from Friday, we'll play at home, and hopefully we're going to be able to get a few more people in the stands. Last game, we were able to have the families there. But we play SMU on ESPN on a Friday night. So back-to-back games on ESPN, we're excited about that. And I think we're going to enjoy the time off that we have right now. But then get back after it beginning on Thursday as far as practice is concerned.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, enjoy the bye week and then good luck in the following week.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Roll wave.
All right, thanks, Coach Fritz.
All right, our mortgage financial talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Bobby, do you think Tulane might have a better record than LSU at season's end?
No, I mean, I think if Tulane's bowl eligible, I think that's what they're striving for right now. No, it'd be interesting to see. That you got to get off to a fast start. Going forward, I think they cannot afford to spot whether it's the Houston Cougars, if that game comes about, Central Florida, Memphis, an early lead. Because Southern Miss is Southern Miss right now. That was a dominating win when the game's all said and done. But, no, it does matter what kind of start. You got to come out the gate, and you got to make the players aware of that. And just come out where you're not behind the eight ball. because you're not going to be able to always come back from two touchdowns down. I don't know about winning the conference. You want to be optimistic. But you looked at loss against Navy. Now, they did respond. You come up with a win against Southern Miss. But how in the hell how in the hell Tulane lost that game?
To Navy, up 24.
Yeah. So when I look at that, I think Tulane definitely a bowl team this year if we do have bowl games and all that. And they got the right coach. Coach Fritz, what he gets out of his players and all that, and I think the contract he just signed, that I think there's a lot of upside for Tulane now. And I would say upside, you know what that mean? Winning the conference. And if you're a Tulane fan, then you impress and you feel proud of supporting the Tulane Green Wave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.